नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 4 चैप्टर नंबर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। ना नेवर I am this man. Arhati deserves asat vritta full of impious activities. Naradeva of the worldly king or worldly god. Varasanam the exalted throne. Yaha he who Adiyagya Patim, the master of all sacrifices. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Vinandati, insults. Anapatrapa, shameless. Nayam Arhati Asadvritto, Naradeva Varasanam yo adiyagya patim Vishnu vinandati anarpatra. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The saintly sages continued, this impious, impudent man does not deserve to sit on the throne at all. He is so shameless that he even dared insult the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Vishnu. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. One should not at any time tolerate blasphemy and insults against Lord Vishnu or His devotees. A devotee is generally very humble and meek, and he is reluctant to pick a quarrel with anyone, nor does he envy anyone. However, a pure devotee immediately becomes fiery with anger when he sees that Lord Vishnu or his devotees is insulted. This is the duty of a devotee. Although a devotee maintains an attitude of meekness and gentleness, it is a great fault on his part if he remains silent when the Lord or his devotees is blasphemed. Na ayam arhati asatvritte. This man, a king, Vena, he is very impious, demoniac, and that's why saintly persons, they are saying that this king does not deserve Varasana, the throne of whole earth planet. And they continue to say that he is shameless and demoniac, and how dare he blaspheme Vinandati, to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. So they concluded that this particular man is not fit for the throne. The qualification of holding such a post is that he must be totally Krishna conscious. This is the most important principle for having a very nice kingdom. A king is said or should be representative of God, and that's why he is honorable and worshipable just like God. But here we see that a king is demon and he is acquiring worshipable throne, which is contrary, which is no good. So one should not tolerate this. Ultimately, Krishna is the king of all kings. Everything belongs to him. Ishavasyam ishtam sarvam yat kinchit jagatam jagat. Everything belongs to him. Because everything belongs to him, everything is meant to be enjoyed by him only. That's why he's called Adiyagyapatim, the master and enjoyer of the all sacrifices. Everything is created by him, and that's why everything is meant for his enjoyment. Prabhupada gives a very simple example to understand this. He says that we create anything like house or money or anything we make, it is meant for our enjoyment. Similarly, Krishna created and made everything, and naturally it is meant for his enjoyment. So Krishna, being so sharp, intelligent personality, that he has appointed different person in charge of different departments in his kingdom. If he has to take care of everything within his creation personally by himself, then he is not the God. He has designed his creation infrastructure in such a way that everything will go on automatically under his direction. And that's why he has many agents and departmental heads. So this earth planet is like one of the mustard seed in a huge, big bag of mustard seed. It is very insignificant. And he designed this material creation with the idea that there will be one king on earth planet who will be my devotee, and he will be looking after the management, and that he must be my representative, meaning he must be my devotee, and he must be giving every little thing that is produced on earth planet to me. So a king should be representative of Krishna, and everything that is being produced in his kingdom must be offered to Krishna, because this, all the creation, including this earth planet, belongs to him. Srila Prabhupada gives a very beautiful example for that reason. That is, a queen of England who owns whole earth planet, the viceroys in India, which is owned by queen, he is representative of that queen, and anything and everything that is given to him, or he acquires, or manages, or anything and everything that belongs to the crown and not him. So Mountbatten, who was viceroy here, he did not think himself to be a owner or king of this greater India, but in turn, every little thing that he got, even a pin, he turned that into the throne. So a king, under the illusion, he thinks that he is a king and he is a owner and master of everything that he surveys, enjoyer, master, then he is in illusion. And not only that, but King Venu blasphemes Lord Vishnu. Vinindati, that he blasphemes, not even criticize, blasphemes. That is even more severe. Vinindati. So he was demoniac with this one great disqualification. So he is demoniac. Like I said yesterday, that those who are not devotees of Lord Vishnu are called Diman, and those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are called devotees. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva Asuryasya Viparjaya. So King Vena, he blasphemed Lord, and that's why Lord's devotees' duty to punish or kill such envious snake. Hantyam, hantyam, esha, papa, prakriti, daruna. Hantyam, hantyam, 31. One must kill him. Why? Because he is the blasphemer of Supreme Personality of Godhead and trying to acquire that throne of the whole earth planet. So he deserved to be killed. And there is no sinful reaction involved in killing a demoniac king. A king must make his kingdom a very high level Krishna conscious kingdom. So this is king's duty. And why he should do such a thing? Because Krishna has created his creation in such a way that everybody will serve him, give him pleasure, and by that everybody will get the pleasure and they'll be properly situated in their constitutional position where they can remain peaceful, blissful, happy ever. So idea is to make everybody peaceful, blissful, happy, Krishna conscious, and ultimately they can return back to home, back to Godhead. This is the idea. An individual human being should be peaceful, blissful, happy, and his family at the same time should be peaceful, blissful, happy, and his village and his province and his country and whole earth planet and whole material creation and spiritual creation, everywhere the Krishna consciousness should be pervaded so that everybody can become peaceful, blissful and happy. So this is the idea, that by peaceful, blissful happiness one can practice Krishna consciousness and attain the highest level of Krishna consciousness, which is pleasing not only to the soul, not only to Krishna, but everybody. That's why Srila Prabhupada created a separate society in which a person can remain peaceful, blissful, happy, and practice Krishna consciousness and attain the highest level of consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness. So this is the idea of having temples or farm communities or Bhakti Viksha program or anything and everything we propagate in Krishna consciousness is to make everybody peaceful, blissful, happy. Ultimately, he practices Krishna consciousness, highest level of Krishna consciousness, and at the end, he goes back to home, back to Godhead. So, who is the leader, king, president, GBC, or anybody who is acquiring highest post, managerial post? What is his main duty? That his main first and foremost duty is to facilitate people under him to become peaceful, blissful, happy, practice highest level of Krishna consciousness, and then they can help others. So this is his topmost duty, that he becomes a facilitator and not the ruler, my way or highway. It's Krishna way or highway. Either you practice Krishna way or highway, not my way. We all should practice Krishna way. And I have seen many ISKCON operation where it is like that, my way or highway, which is not good management. It is Krishna's way, or we have to facilitate people to become peaceful, blissful, happy and Krishna conscious. This is the role of king, that he is a facilitator. If there is no loving, caring Krishna consciousness, then it's better to hit for the hills rather than fighting. And of course, here the instruction is other way, that King Venu, he is not Krishna conscious, then they are trying to kill him, which is proper, because the whole earth planet will go to hell just because of him. Na datavyam, na hotavyam, veri goshena, no charity, no yajna, no brahmanical culture. So that means he should be killed. So blasphemy is very bad, but meaning vinindati is very bad, but a devotee does not indulge in vinindati. But if somebody is blaspheming the devotees or Lord, then due to his highest level of Krishna consciousness, he cannot tolerate this. Just like a very good example, a wife, very, very chaste, sati, to her husband, very chaste, and she loves her husband. And every gait, every action, everything is for husband. That kind of wife, if you blaspheme her husband in front of her or anywhere, doesn't matter what, she will be very, very furious, very furious. Just because you, and why she will be furious? Because she loves and she is chaste to her husband. So she cannot tolerate even fraction percent of blasphemy to her husband. Similarly, the devotees, they are also like that, that they love Krishna to the topmost degree, even more than themselves, and they are very, very faithful to Lord Krishna. And when somebody blasphemes Lord, he wants to tolerate, but he cannot tolerate. And same is the case with Lord also. Lord loves his devotees to more than himself, and when somebody blasphemes devotees, then Lord also cannot tolerate. This is a very, very, very strong knot, very strong attachment between Lord and his devotees. It's a very high, intense relationship between Lord and his devotees and vice versa. Lord Krishna says in 11th canto to Uddhava how much he loves his devotees. He says, na yatha me priyatam atma yonir na sankaro na sankarsano sribir naivatma yatha bhavan, that nobody is more dear to me than my devotees like yourself. He says, not my son atma yonir brahma. Brahma is son born of his navel. So Brahma is not dear to me like my pure devotees. Na sankaro, and not even Lord Shiva more dear to me than my devotees. Na sankarsano, not even my brother Lord Balaram Sankarsam. Na Sribir, even my patni, even my wife Sri Lakshmi is not dear to me. Naivatma, even my very soul is not dear to me as much as my devotees dear to me. He says, my devotees are even more dear to me than all these personalities and my very self. So such is the intensity of love of Krishna towards his devotees. It's not just pure devotees. He says, apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag साधुरेव समन्तव्य सम्यक व्यवसितो हि सः नमे भक्त प्रणश्यति. दैट मीन्स ही सेज दैट प्योर डिवोटीज आर मोस्ट डियर टू मी, एट द सेम टाइम एनी डिवोटी आर ऑल्सो मोस्ट डियर टू मी. इवन इफ ही इज दुराचार अपि चेत सु दुराचारो, मीनिंग ही मे हैव मिसबिहेव टू द एक्सट्रीम, बट स्टिल इफ ही इज भजते माम अनन्य भाग, इफ ही इज माई अनअलॉयड डिवोटी, देन ही इज वेरी डियर टू मी. सो सच इज द टाई बिटवीन लॉर्ड एंड हिज डिवोटीज दैट यू कैनॉट पुट एनी इक्वेशन हाउ मच ही लव्स हिज डिवोटीज. ही इवन टेल्स अबाउट इनहेबिटेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन, स्पेशली गोपीज एंड नंद जसोदा, जस्ट बिफोर द वेनु गेट इन द सेम चैप्टर ही सेज, 10th canto, ही सेज दैट मदर्थे त्यक्त लोक धर्मा तदर्थम बिभर्मी अहम. ही सेज फॉर मी दे हैव गिवन अप द सोशल एटिकेट इन लोक धर्म, एंड फॉर सच डिवोटीज आई पर्सनली बिभर्मी अहम, मेंटेन दम इन एवरी रिस्पेक्ट. दिस इज लॉर्ड्स एटीट्यूड टुवर्ड्स हिज डिवोटीज. दुर्वासा मुनि, he was very exalted yogi, not a devotee, never used this word about Durvasa that he is a devotee, he is a mystic yogi. So when he offended Amrish Maharaj, Krishna, he spoke, like we discussed yesterday, how he spoke about Amrish Maharaj and made him go back to his devotees to ask him about pardon. So this is Lord's love towards his devotees. And when somebody offends or criticizes, vinindati, if anybody criticizes or offends Lord, then how a devotee will be able to sustain his life or sustain his such a blasphemer, how he can tolerate? He wants to. He is very compassionate by nature, mild, meek and humble. But he can't. He will become so uncomfortable that out of his will, he will commit violence. Very, very dangerous. If somebody blasphemes God, Krishna, Vishnu, very dangerous for him. Devotees will never able to tolerate such thing. So these saintly people, how they want to, they are Brahmins. They are not Kshatriya. Not, their business is not to kill. But they couldn't tolerate at all that when King Van, he would get away by blaspheming Lord Vishnu. So we have to be very careful blaspheming devotees and his Lord Krishna. And there are 6 nindati, insult, blaspheme the devotees. So if you blaspheme devotees of the Lord, then Krishna also, he is non-violent, but he becomes very furious and violent if somebody blasphemes his devotees. And if you blaspheme the devotees of the Lord, then your devotion towards Krishna will be totally destroyed. Why? Because Krishna had to become your enemy. And there are 6 nindati, insult, blaspheme the devotees, this sloka. I think it is from Adi Puran. Sloka goes like this. Hanti, nindati, vaidvesti, vaishnavana, abhinandati. Hanti, nindati, vaidvesti, vaishnavana, abhinandati. Krandati, upajayate na harsham, darsane patanani sat. So hanti, to spank or to beat up a devotee is called hanti. Nindati, ninda, criticize, unnecessary, constructive criticism is one thing, and destructive, unnecessary criticizing devotees. Hanti, nindati, vai dvesti, dvesh karna means to become envious of a devotee. Dvesh karna. Vaishnava na abhinandati. And when you see Vaishnava, you must greet him by saying Hare Krishna, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna. But if you don't greet him, just brush through him and you are your way and he is on his way, is Vaishnava's aparad. Vaishnava na abhinandati. Krandati, to exhibit anger on any Vaishnava devotee of the Lord. Doesn't matter what it is, but you cannot be angry at a devotee. Krandati, upajayate na harsam, darsane. Upon his darsan, if you don't become jubilant, if you don't become happy by seeing Vaishnava, that is also Vaishnava parad. Upajayate na harsam darsane patanani sat. By these such six things, six offenses to Vaishnavas, one fall down is deadly certain. You will fall down from devotion to Krishna one day or another down the road. Your fall down is as sure as death. So here we have seen that saintly people, they are trying to kill scorpion, snake-like, atheistic, not only atheistic, but a rascal king, ruler of this earth planet, who is a blasphemer of Lord Vishnu. They are helpless. They want to remain meek and humble, but they could not tolerate blasphemy of Lord Vishnu. And they said, Hanti, Hanti, kill him, kill him. So I'll stop here. Any question, comment?
Now in the walk of our everyday life, we are coming across some insects which are troubling us. Well, one of these days when we were discussing with somebody, they said nothing wrong, they are also asuras, like snake and scorpion and mosquito, we can kill them. But sometimes we heard from devotees and we read that Srila Prabhupada used to make a net when he is sleeping, right, and even to mosquitoes he will not give any trouble.
Right.
What sort of way we should adopt when we are disturbed by such?
Well, atatai you can kill. Atatai means mosquito can suck your blood. So if somebody is sucking your blood, then you have to at least stop that. If not kill, then you have to stop. So mosquito net is first class repellent, out of all repellent. And Shastra, in scripture, it says that one should not kill, even if he's sucking your blood, like mosquitoes and khatmal. There were khatmal before. Now it is not seen. But in your bed, there would be some kind of, khatmal. So one should not kill them. But it is, you can kill and you cannot kill. The scripture also says atatai must be killed. Atatai means these are atatai. And at the same time you should not kill. So it is up to you. That famous example I always wind up giving is that you cannot kill all mosquitoes in the world, but you can put mosquito net on you and you are safe. Just like spikes are everywhere in the world, so you cannot just go and pick all the spikes, but rather you wear shoes yourself and you are protected like that. So thank you very much.